Street, Paul. A fenced-off residential lot just a block off St. Paul's Main Street with an aging play structure on it will soon be the site of a new home for a local family. It's been almost 20 years since the St. Paul Affordable Community Housing, SPOC, Society did its first successful home build. The group was established in 2003 with the goal of facilitating home ownership for people in the community. On February 13, a few members of the society met up at the empty lot to speak about the group's project, which is being supported by a long list of individuals. Louise Severin, treasurer for the society, says it is exciting to see the group come together again. While there has been a lengthy amount of time between projects, the St. Paul Affordable Community Housing Society has continued to exist because Service Credit Union in St. Paul sold a parcel of land to the town of St. Paul with a condition that several lots would be made available specifically for affordable housing. With the national publicity over the past year around a lack of affordable housing, the time was right, reads information provided to Lakeland This Week by the society. SPOC put a proposal forward to Town of St. Paul Council in the fall of 2023, which was well received. "This time, we said, let's do it," says Severin, adding, "The response from the Town of St. Paul to move ahead with the project has been very optimistic." With all parties dedicated to the cause, SPOC is now in the planning stages to build a few new homes for low-income local families in St. Paul. Construction material cost, labor costs and interest rates have all skyrocketed, making the dream of home ownership for young families virtually unattainable, reads information from the society. But, with several community groups and individuals coming together, SPOC hopes to increase overall affordable housing availability in the community. "We have the support of town council who have agreed to provide two vacant serviced lots in St. Paul at no cost. We have the support of local builders, 72 developments and the team of Germain Bros and Barrett Built, who have pledged their general services," according to the society. While government programs and grants are available to provide affordable rental spaces for low-income families, none of those programs cater to home ownership. So, fundraising and the support of community groups will be essential for the projects to be successful. SPOC will have to fundraise $70,000 per home to achieve its goal. Fundraisers in the works include a steak supper at the St. Paul Legion, a possible casino night, and potentially a golf tournament, according to Severin. The society is also seeking support from other community groups and individuals that may be able to provide a hand up, not a handout, through monetary donations. Recipients chosen for the homes will need to show financial means to maintain the mortgage on the home and must contribute at least 500 hours of volunteer community service prior to possession. Full title transfer will occur after the homeowners have proven the ability to maintain the property and keep the mortgage for 10 years. SPOC can be reached at spocsociety@gmail.com.